Panofsky from Gateshead. The date today is Yud Sivan Gimel Leparshas Nosei. She is in English and the subject matter is Sholem, Godel HaSholem. We're now in the middle of Parshas Nosei. The Parsha, I'd like to connect the Parsha together with the Tkufas HaShona. We're still in the days after Shavuos. The Poskim tell us that Shavuos is Shivas Yimei HaMiluim. Most of us are not saying Tachnun. The not saying Tachnun alone doesn't create a Yontif. It's the other way around. Because we're still in the post-Shavuos mode of Shivas Yimei Tashlumin, it's still a part of the Yontif, and Mameda, that's why we don't say Tachnun. What is the connection between something in this week's Parsha and Shavuos, Matan Torah? In this week's Parsha, we've got the Parsha of Birchas Kohenim. The Kohenim give a bracha to Klal Yisrael. They transmit the Rabban Shem's bracha to Klal Yisrael. Chazal tell us, Godel HaSholem, Sholem is special. Shechaismeim, Shekol HaBrochas is Sholem. The Chasima, the bottom line, the bottom line of everything is Sholem. Yisra Hashem Ponav Elecho, V'yosem Lecho Sholem. So the Chasima of all the brachas is Sholem. That's the last brach of Shemoneh Esra that we say Sim Sholem or Sholem Rav. In Rambam, at the end of Hilchas Chanukah, we find a gewaltige chiddush. The Rambam says as follows: Kol haTorah nitna las Sholem ba'olam. Sholem is so special that the whole Torah was given in order to create Sholem. We know that the Mishnah says at the end of Shas. The Rebbeinu didn't find the Kedi Machzik Brocha Ela HaSholem Hashem Oiz Rami Yitin Hashem Yivorech Zam VaSholem. But the Rambam is telling us more than that, that the whole Torah was given last with Sholem Ba'olam Shenema Drocheo Darke Noyem Chod Nesivisei HaSholem. It's very simply one translates it Drocheo, the ways of Torah, or Darke Noyem are pleasant ways, and there's Halochas which is built on the Drocheo Darke Noyem. All the paths of Torah Sholem. The Rambam is learning that Chol Nesivisei Sholem means all the paths of Torah lead to Sholem. God, Kol HaTorah was given to create Sholem Ba'olam. Drochea, its paths lead towards Darkei Noyam. Nesivisei, the roads, bigger paths, smaller paths, highways, create Sholem. What does that mean? In what way does Torah create Sholem Ba'olam? There's a pasuk in Iyov. Oyse Sholem Bimraimov. The Rabbein shall make Sholem in the heavenly spheres up in heaven. We say Yotzei V'Cheshech Oyse Sholem. Oyse Sholem Bimraimov. We say the end of all tefillahs, Oyse Sholem Bimraimov, based on this pasuk in Iyov. We ask Sholem Aleinu. That we need Sholem, that there's warring factions amongst Klal Yisrael Leiter, that we see. What's it mean that the Rebbeinu Shem has to create Sholem in Ramav? Malach Raphael and Gavriel argue with each other, and there's Chatzedus, this one says that one says that one writes this settle, that one writes that settle, that the Rebbeinu Shem has got to come into mediate. What's it mean? Or is it Sholem in Ramav? So there's a gewaltige tight from the Malbim. The Malbim says that Sholem is in of Shlemus. Coordinates, just like a Moshe of Chofetz Chaim, just like you've got a band, a choir, an orchestra. There's many different players there. There's many different singers. If everyone does what they want when they want, then it's a kolraj godel and not a pleasant one. If everyone coordinates and synchronizes one with the other, then there's a beautiful piece of music, whether it's bekeli, whether it's shira bekeli, shira bepeh. In Shomayim, there's many, many different malachim. One malach is mumuna on eish, on fire. Another malach is mumuna on water. Another malach is on the wind. All different malachim are created that's in charge of different areas. If every malach would do what he wants, when he wants, what given a chubn in the world? The Rebbeinu wants fire. the water, the Rebbeinu was wind, and there's something else in its place. All these malachim have got to function. So Sholem means that the Rebbeinu coordinates, the Rebbeinu sorts out. Each malach has got his tafkid, and each malach knows what his tafkid is and knows that the other area is not his tafkid, and time and place for everything, and the Rebbeinu coordinates. That's why the Sholem Imreimov. Who Yasa Sholem Aleinu means every person in this world has got a tafkid. Every person in this world has got a use and has got different middos and koichas. If each one only recognizes his koichas and recognizes that there's other koichas as well, and to coordinate together, then not just there's no machlekes, but there's a gewaltige sholem between people. Oh, yes, a sholem b'mreimov, we ask a sholem aleinu. Sholem bayis, a husband realizes the qualities of his wife. The wife realizes the qualities of a husband. A man and a woman are not the same. No two people are the same, even amongst male and females. And especially husband and wife relationship is adrapa. To coordinate and recognize the special koichos that the other person has got, and each one complements, so the complements in both senses of the word, to complement each other, each one is mashlim the other, that is sholem, that's sholem bayis. I once heard a meridika moshel b'negeya to sholem bayis. If you've got a jigsaw, a puzzle, got 20 big pieces, and each one is a square piece, then it's child's play to put them all together, but they don't become one. You pull one, the others don't get pulled along. What jigsaw is called interlocking, when each piece is different, and each one, there's a curve here, and there's a slant there, there's a hole here, and there's a piece that protrudes and sticks out on the other side. It's adrabe. People sometimes think that two people in shidduch will only fit, two people only get on with each other if they've got exactly the same. It's a glove fitting. It's not true. Amolik mi faket. The jigsaw is only interlocking because all the different pieces are different. And each piece, if you put in its right time and place, what each one is mashlem the other, and it becomes a beautiful picture, and it becomes interlocking. That's sholem, that's shlemus. When there's goodwill and peace, then little things don't get in the way. The idea is to see that everything is a kleinigkeit. There's a Lashon HaRambam, and the Rambam talks about Nekoma. The Rambam says as follows, that there's a lav not to take revenge. And he says, the Rambam says, even though there's no Malkus, but Dei Roy he had Meitzram, then Vilchus Deis. And the Rambam says like this, El Roy Loi La'odom Lias Mavel Midaisav. A person should forgive and be Mavata. Give in. I'll call the Vrayla, we're not talking about Ruchnis, we're talking about Gashmias, most Machliks in Gashmias. Why? Shakoy leitzum avinim hevel vavai. Everything to a maven will soon explain how one becomes this maven. Hakoy leitzum avinim de hevel vavai, it's all nourishkeit. Vein kedai linkim, it's not worthwhile getting worked up about it. In Yiddish, there's an expression, it's kedai zich fleshik machen. Stoltefoss, someone, an Englishman, likes his cup of tea. After Shavuos, he likes a nice piece of cheesecake. So to have a little morsel, a little drop of meat, that because of that is flesh, it's not kedai. If one realizes it's not kedai to get worked up on divrei olam, it's al tehel vava, it's al nourishkeit. So if I say, in kedai linkim areim, is the Rambam is taking away, is being macked in the nisoyin. There is a nisoyin of nekoma. There's an issue which Mesillas Yeshayahu says about Nekoma taking revenge. It's Masuk Midvash, it's more sweet than honey. So the Rambam has got a Mahalach to help us be Leichem, be help us not to be over the Inyan from Nekoma, of thinking to ourselves, is it worthwhile getting worked up? Is it worthwhile upsetting yourself, upsetting someone else, creating factions, creating pyramid between people? It's not Kedai. In Kedai Linkim Aleim. As we said, that where there's goodwill, then little things don't get in the way. Maisa Shahoya Kachoya, interesting story. This story's going back close on to 20 years. A Talmud of the Yeshiva, a close Talmud, was getting married in Gibraltar. Gibraltar, as one knows, there's a big rock, the Rock of Gibraltar, and it's connected in the mainland, it's connected to Spain. There's an ongoing machlekes tingling in Spain about who Gibraltar belongs to the West strategic point, the Rock of Gibraltar, a lot of military installations there. It's a very strategic point. There's a small strait, a small piece of water that separates it between Africa, Straits of Gibraltar. I had a chasna in Gibraltar. The chasna was a Sunday lunchtime, and in order to be in time for the chuppah, I especially went to London the night before, stayed in Heathrow overnight, and in order to get an early flight out, British Airways flight out from Gibraltar, from London to Gibraltar. Flight took off, Varsham was scheduled. Then about an hour into the flight, the captain announces over the intercom, "We've got a bit of a problem, there's a lot of wind. And the wind around the rock makes a very difficult landing. Those have been to Gibraltar, there's a bit of just little runner which sticks out just beneath the rock into the sea. And one needs a bishtikla mumcha to be able to land there." So the captain tells us as follows, there's a lot of wind around the rock, and it's not going to be easy to land, but I'm going to try. I'll give it a try. All started getting nervous. You don't play around with these kind of things. About a quarter of an hour later, the pilot announces, "No, I think it's not Kedai to try. We'll have to land somewhere else." The closest airport is in Malaga. It's about an hour and a quarter's drive away. Malaga, there, it's Spain. We'll land there. But as it was getting closer to Malaga, there was a new problem. Since England and Spain weren't in such good terms, so British Airways flight, which was scheduled for Gibraltar, couldn't land in Malaga. So what do we do? So we flew across the straits and landed in Tangiers, which is just the tip of Africa. We skimmed across the water and landed in Tangiers. He had to get papers now to fly from Tangiers to Malaga. And so that's what the trip, around the world trip to get to Gibraltar. Malaga, Tangiers, back to Malaga, and then I still had to get to Gibraltar. So meanwhile, by the time we landed in Malaga, eventually it was come up the time of the chuppah. I especially left the night before to be able to get to the chuppah on time. So I was in contact with Gibraltar, a Sfadi chuppah. It took time with all the singing and everything, so they delayed the chuppah a bit. And then by the time I get, and they had the car waiting for me to get to Malaga, didn't get stuck on the border. And Lamaisa, I came to the chuppah half an hour later. I came just towards the end of Kriyas HaKetubah. When I had to speak, I got up to speak late at night. So I thought to myself, I had one drosha prepared. And I thought, I'll tell Chosam Akala my experiences of the day, something interesting. People will be able to listen to a drosha late at night, something interesting. So I told him the story. And I said that there's two major lessons for Chosam Akala out of this Maisa. Lesson number one, things in life don't always go the way you want it to go. Plans, Rabbis Machshavos Fas Hashem Yisokum. But now I told him another thing. Just imagine if England and Spain would be b'sholem one another. Who cares? A bit of wind, there's a bit of wind around the rock. So what? So we'll land in Malaga, and we'll land in Malaga. If there's no peace, then every bit gets in the way. Then the wind around the rocks of Gibraltar create a gantam apecha. One has to know, in Sholem Bayis, there's a lot of winds which can sometimes cause friction and can sometimes cause pirud. If there's goodwill, want a mavin to understand what's important in life, then as the Rambam says, everything in this world is hevel v'avai v'inkadayin linkim aleim. It's nourishkeit, it's not that to get worked up about. How does one become this maven? What is this maven that the Rambam is telling, is hinting, alluding to? There's another chazal, which we say regularly, Shabbos, some people say it every day. Tamidei chachomim ma'ab m'sholem bo'olam. Tamidei chachomim create peace and ma'ab m'sholem bo'olam. Supposed to be shat. Tamidei chachomim go around the world making peace. They're supposed to be sitting and learning, otherwise they're not tamidei chachomim. If they can't learn, they're busy making peace. They're busy with peace talks and everything. They won't be able to sit and learn. What does it mean, tamidei chachomim ma'ab m'sholem bo'olam? So there's a mahalach from Chazon Yecheskel, Dan Abramsky, in his Akdoma to say that in his parish on Tesefta, on Seder Zeroim, he says, Pshat HaZeroim. Chochem realizes that the main thing is Ruchnius. The main thing is doing Rotzen Hashem. if a person realizes that my whole life is here to create Kvod Shamayim, and my whole focus is, what does the Rebbeinu want of me, then there's much less machlekes. Two people, if they get to know each other and they've both got this common goal in life, we want to do Rotzen Abayda. We've got shailas. We might have a shaila. What is Rotzen Abayda? So we'll get free narov. But everything else is petty. Is Tamida Chomam Shalom Ba'ilam? The very existence of Tamida Chomim creates Shalom in the world because they've only got one focus in life. What is Rotzen Abayda? The Pasuk says, L'tava Yevakish Nifrad. When a person is looking for his own taivas, he's got his own desires, he's got his own interest in life, everyone thinks to himself, what do I want? Then Yevakish Nifrad, everyone's separate. My Ritzainis is not someone else's Ritzainis, his Ritzainis is not mine. But a Talmud Chochem that lives the life of Teda, and his focus is to do Rotzen Abayda, his one-track mind, V'yachid Levoveinu, Le'avel Yerushamech, I want Kvod Shamayim, I want to do what Rotzen Abayda is. So Tamid HaChomad Moshalim means their very behavior. Torah teaches a person what's right in life. Torah teaches a person that the main focus in life is that, as Mr. Shom starts off, Machavosu Belomai, Yizbai V'Samet Tzitz Lod, Machavosu Belomai, should be clear to a person, Machavosu Belomai, and Machavosu Belomai is to do Rotzen Abayda, L'Sanig Al Hashem, and the way of that is through Torah Mitzvahs. So, Chazin Cheskel is Moisif, Adosib Shatna Chazal, Ish V'Ish Azochu Shechina Shuri B'Neim, Ish v'isha, if they're zeicha, then the shechina. Lo yizochu, if they're not zeicha, then eishech losam, a fire will consume them. So Rashi, it's like, I'm on site to you, Zayin. So Rashi says, what's ish v'isha, zochu shechina shur b'neim? So ish is spelled aleph yud shin. Isha is spelled aleph shin hei. So be'etzim, in the man, there's a yud. The ish, aleph yud shin. In the woman, there's a hei. Yud and Hei together is one of the names of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Kol Hashem Tzorei Olamim. The Rabbeinu created the world with the Yud and the Hei. Is Ish has got the Hei. So if the Zeicha and the Sholem and the Avav is between them, then the Shechina Beinahem. So Rashi says, because of this Chazal, because of the Ish and the Isha, the Yud and the Hei together. The Yud Agav represents the Chelik Ruchni. And the Hei represents the Olam Agashmi, so the man, his main tafkid is in Ruchnis, and the woman's main tafkid is in Gashmi, but when they live together, and in harmony and in peace, and each one recognizes the other one's role, and each one tries to help the other person in their role in life, and appreciates what the other one is doing for them, Veta Achtos, Veta Avavareus, and if it's Avareus, Veta Shos Ashchina. If both realize that our function in life is to do Rotzen Abayda, then there's Achdus, there's Avav Reis, the Sholem, the ultimate Sholem, and then if there's Avav Reis and Sholem, then there's Shechina. Is Zoch means if the Zeicha to understand what purpose of life is, Avav Reis, Sholem, doing Rotzen Abayda, then automatically the Shechina B'neim. Lo Yizochu, if they're not Zeicha, each one's got his own agenda in life, and each one runs the other one down, each one's pulling for themselves, then Eish Echlosa means the Yud and the Hay disappear, so you're left with Eish. You're left with Eish, that's the Eish of Machlekes. Machlekes is like a fire, which consumes everyone, like we know from Kodach. So Tamida Chomer Mam Sholem Ba'ilam means Torah teaches us, Torah makes us this Maven. Torah makes us a Maven that we understand what's important in life. So if we understand that Ruchnis is important, Rotzen Abayda is important, and that's the only thing, then everything else pales into insignificance. Everything else is Hevel Vavai, Ben Kedai Linkim Aleim. If a person is, my motive in life is Ruchnis, my focus in life is to Rotzen Abayda, then Lemaisa, if that's my focus in life, then Ma'abim Sholem Bayim, there's more Sholem in the world, there's Avav Reis, the Shechina, and everything else, all other things are petty things, to be Hevel Vavai, Ben Kedai Linkim Aleim. There's a Maharal in Zakdoma to Megillus Esther, where I understand that with this Hakdoma we'll understand a piece of Maharal. Maharal says as follows, there's a Gemara in Megillah, that the Gemara says as follows, one of the most encouraging psukim in the Torah is this posuk in B'chukaisai, which we just learned a few weeks ago, that had Kriyas HaTorah, Parshas B'chukaisai. V'as gam zoyis b'yoyis ha'meretz aveim. The Rebbeinu promises us in the middle of the Shvera Tichoch of B'chukei Yisrael. V'as gam zoyis b'yoyis ha'meretz aveim. Even when Klai Yisrael nemet in enemy territory, b'eretz aveim, b'meim le'ma'astim le'galtim l'chavlo Yisrael. We're in Golas because the Rebbeinu is not happy with us. That's why we're in Golas. But nevertheless, le'ma'astim le'galtim l'chavlo Yisrael, a promise of the Rebbeinu. I won't despise Klai Yisrael le'ma'astim le'galtim l'chavlo Yisrael. I'll never destroy them. So the Gemara Megillah teaches that this, that the Arichas and the Pasuk refers to all the Dalai Malchias, Yovan, Modai, Poras, Edoim, Remiim, all the Dalai Malchias. And the Gemara says that each phrase refers to a different one of the Dalai Malchias. And the Gemara says, the Gemara says, the Masnitaton in Brisa state, there is not just the Rebbeinu Shem didn't despise us, but the Rebbeinu Shem set up for us manhigei ha'dor, the Nevi'im, etc., in each day to be able to be madrich klal yisrael, how to look after ourselves in Golas, and how to be zeichet to Gula. B'mei Haman was Mordechai v'Esther. B'mei Yevonim was Shimna Tzadim atzorkei in Godel. L'hofe brisi itom, b'mei Remiim, that's Maral Degis in the Gemara, b'mei Remiim, the time of the Romans, which is Golas Edim, shemad tilohem peis rebi v'chachme adeiris. Just like b'mei Haman was Mordechai v'Esther, b'mei Yevonim was Shimna Tzadim atzorkei in Godel, so in the present Golas of Golas Edim, the Rebbeinu Shem set up peis rebi v'chachme adeiris. So Maral explains in what way does Rebbe of Chachma Adayis help us. And it seems to help us in the same way that Mordechai v'Esther helped them in the Tkuf of Purim. In the Tkuf of Chanukah, there was the Shimna Tzadim Atzorkei in Godel. So what's Rebbe of Chachma Adayis? Maral says as follows. Maral says that Golus Elohim was to Chum Beis HaMikdash, Chum Bai Sheni. Chum Bai Sheni came about because of Sinas Chinam. As Chazal tell us in Gemara Yuma, the Bai Sheni was called because Sinas Chinam was appeared in Klal Yisrael. So Maral uses the following lotion. Hemed Hashem Yisbor El Yisrael to save them from this Malchus, to prepare us and to teach us how to go about eradicating sin of chinam. How can we say to the Gula, Chachmei Adoiris, Shaleim Omr Chazal, Talmid Achom Mar Mesholem Ba'ilam. Kein Hemed Chachmei Adoiris Logan Al Yisrael, as the Chet Abay Shem Shes Sin of Chinam Machleikis, and the Rebbe and Chachmei Adoiris represent Talmid Achom Mar Mesholem Ba'ilam. And I think Pshat Maral is, as we've explained, sin of chinam comes about when all petty things, otherwise it's not chinam. Chinam means, what does it mean, sin of chinam, we hate someone for nothing? We've all got reasons why we hate. It's very, very rare that one is, I don't know, Abemis es gewaltige mensch, I still hate him. We've all got reasons. Why is it called chinam? If al pi teira, there's no heter to hate, and one's over the lovely system, that's called chinam. The criteria, am I allowed to hate, is teira, the criteria. And someone, only someone, Siyot Mekhlal Amecha, once allowed David HaMelech, and one or two synonyms said, Tachlis Sinus Onesim, but otherwise, David HaMelech, who had a lot of enemies in his life, David HaMelech still didn't have the sinner, only certain cases. They sister Sachichabu Vavecha. Or a person's human being. If we let Torah train ourselves, if we Mutuchapi Torah, and we become this maven that Torah, learning Limud HaTorah, Kiyum HaMitzvahs, we've just been so inspired by Shavuos, the Gewalt von Torah, the scope of Torah, the connection that Torah gives us to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and Torah is not just mitzvahs, Torah is a way of life, that's the translation of the word Torah, teaches us, and Moira Derech, it teaches a way of life. Torah's Emes, not alone Torah's Emes, there's no two Torahs. Torah's Emes means it's a Torah which teaches Emes in life, it creates a focus. The more we learn, the more we're exposed to the Chochma Likiyah, the more we're connected to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, it gives us a way of life. If Torah teaches a way of life, that's Ma'am Shalom Ba'ilam, then everything else, if the main function in life is Kivus HaLikim, the main function of life is doing Rotzon HaBeira, then everything else is Hevel Vavai Vinktai Linkim Aleim. So Rabbi Chachmei Adairis, they teach Torah to Klal Yisrael, but not just on the intellectual chelik of Torah, the practical chelik of Torah, the Ashkofas HaTorah, that teaches us a way of life. If you teach the way of life, then Rabbi Chachmei Adairis help are those that the Talmid Chomachim Amishalom Ba'ilam. They teach us that everything else in life besides Torah Mitzvah, besides Rots Nabayis, Hevel Vavai, Ven Ketalin Kemaleim. So there's no machlekes. So in Seif Adairis, the Matais gestellt Rabbi Chachmei Adairis right through the generations, the Chachmei Adairis that teach us Torah, that they help to train us to become Mevinim. And if we're Mevinim, everything else, Hevav Avai, then there's no Nekomen, there's no Machlekes, then there's Ma'am Sholem Ba'ilam, and that's a Tikkun Keneged, the Sinas Chinam, which is Machab Beis HaMikdash. Godel HaSholem, Shekola Teir Nitna Las Sholem Ba'ilam, Torah is, we need Sholem in the world, and Chesmei Shekola Brochus is Sholem, but the way of coming to Sholem, the way of respecting everyone else's views, every Elichid got his good points, Yedid, every Eidon Klal Yisrael, whether it's mine or it's not mine, but they've got their strong points, and they all leave their Hashem, and they all want to do Rotz Nabeira. As long as each one is there to do Rotz Nabeira, then faket, respect them. I keep to my own tradition, I keep to my Masoira, but I've got to respect that there's other Eidon in the world as well. They might not be the same, they haven't had the same chinuch as myself. God la sholem, shkola teire, chesmen shkola broch ze sholem. God la sholem, shkola teire, nit la sholem bailam, drecher dachinem chodem sivise sholem. Teire leads to the ultimate sholem, because teire teaches us a way of life, and if it teaches a way of life, then everything else is heaven vavai. So then, through teire, we can come to this Indian from sholem. And sholem, that's the chasima, that is the thing that if we activate Sholem, a lot of the Gedolim have been saying that now during Corona, the amount of achdus that there is, everything else is petty. When a person is fighting for his life, he's in ICU, he's fighting for his life, he cares about Kleinigkeiten. If we realize that Torah is under chiyus, doing Rotz Nabeira is under chiyus, that's our lifeline, and everything else is heaven vavai. End off with a line of the Chinuch, Mitzareish Mamalav, when he talks about Nekoma. Chinuch has got a different approach how to deal with Nekoma. But Chinuch says, the tachlis of this mitzvah is lahashbis riv, to destroy, to eradicate, lahashbis riv, to quieten down all machlekes, or lahavim hamistemes melev b'nei odom, and to remove the hatred that there is in the heart of every yochid. Or b'yoyis sholem b'nei anoshim, when we create sholem amongst ourselves, Yas Hashem Sholem Aleinu, and the Rabbein Shem will bestow his brach of Sholem. At the end of the day, we need the Rabbein Shem afraid to Aleinu Sukkah Shleim Echa. We need the Rabbein Shem to shower us with the brach of Sholem. We should be Zeicha Chesmeim Sholem, and through Sholem we should be Zeicha to the Gula. If we take away Sinas Chinam through Sholem, and we all learn to become Mevinim, what's important in life, then it will be Zeicha to the Emes of Sholem, when the Sholem amongst us, Yas Hashem Sholem Aleinu, Bal Kol Yisrael V'Imru Amen, Shekeach Agutatog, Melahem B'Surus Tevis, and everyone should stay well, and all the Chenish of Venisrapim, we should only hear B'Surus Tevis, uns and ganz Klal Yisrael.
Amen.